Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
All right. Hope your weekend's going okay. Find some time outside because it's a pretty good weekend for it. Tomorrow sounds like it's going to be nice as well. Let's head downtown. Downtown Milwaukee, bid district number 21. Isabel Ulrich is the marketing events and social media director of Milwaukee Downtown, and she is with us. Thank you so much for being here, Isabel.
Thanks for having me, John.
Boy, downtown Milwaukee, the summer festivals, it's happening, the events, but the fun's not over yet, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. It has been a jam-packed summer, but there is even more to come. This weekend, Milwaukee plays host to the largest Irish festival in the U.S., so Milwaukee Irish Fest is back at Summerfest grounds, and then next weekend, we have Mexican Fiesta, Fresh Coast Jazz Festival, and even Skate Fest at Red Arrow Park downtown.
Man, you're right. There's a lot of cool stuff left this summer, and your organization has a really big event coming up for those individuals that work right in downtown. Tell us about Downtown Employee Appreciation Week.
Yes, so it's our 20th annual Downtown Employee Appreciation Week. We're so excited. We look forward to this every year. It's a week designed to celebrate our talented workforce, and also just all the perks of working downtown. So there's morning, afternoon, and evening activations, which is, they're all free to downtown employees.
Cool.
It's very fun. Each day, starting Monday and ending on Friday, we travel to a different downtown location. We offer free 1,000 item lunch giveaways, office challenge games, prizes, of course, and lots of free giveaways and swag also.
It is so fun. And then in the evenings, there's also stuff going on, right?
Oh, yeah. Every night we have evening programming as well, starting on Monday with a service industry night. This is actually our first time doing this event. It's really a night to thank our hospitality industry downtown. So we have a live concert on Monday night at the Riverwalk Commons. We also have kayaking with Milwaukee Kayak Company on Tuesday and Thursday, and also a happy hour on Tuesday with Central Standard.
That sounds cool, so cool. Full schedule is iworkdowntownmke.com. Check it out there, iworkdowntownmke.com. So I work downtown, and I love what you guys do because it really highlights the workforce and the advantages to working downtown. And as part of Downtown Employee Appreciation Week, you guys are doing a ribbon cutting on a really special project along the Riverwalk that a lot of folks are talking about. Tell us about that.
Yep, that's right. So on Wednesday, August 20th, we are doing a ribbon cutting for downtown's first dog park. So this has been a huge project. It's been years in the making, and we're so excited to officially open it on Wednesday of Employee Appreciation Week. We have our ribbon cutting at 3 p.m. on the 20th with our title sponsor, From Family Foods, in partnership with the Historic Third Ward. We're also deeming this whole day as an unofficial Bring Your Dog to Work Day. So a number of downtown employers and employees are welcoming their canine coworkers for the day, followed by that ribbon cutting and then a yappy hour to follow with drinks and food trucks and so much fun.
So it's going to be really, really cool. There's lots of fun stuff, but you do want people to register ahead of time. How do they do that?
Yep. So you can register in advance at www.mkedogpark.com, just so we have a rough head count. And of course, well-socialized dogs are welcome to attend as well.
Oh, that is super fun. Are you a dog owner?
Yep. I love my furry friends.
Oh, that is so cool. It's a great project. And that new downtown dog park is right at the corner of Plankington and Clyburn, connected by the Milwaukee Riverwalk. 23,000 square feet of space, fenced in exercise areas for big pups and small pups, water stations, and more. And it really opens next week. Is that right?
Yep. That ribbon cutting is the official opening. And we're just so thrilled to make downtown even more dog friendly. And then also on top of that, we're really looking forward to the new Foxtown Landing pub and restaurant, and that is open early 2027 adjacent to the park.
Ooh, that's going to be really cool. So that's going to be in a little more than a year. That'll open up right by the park.
Yep. So it'll be a fun little area to take your dog, grab a beer and a bite.
Cool.
And yeah, great thing.
How can people get more information on all the great stuff you guys put together downtown?
So first and foremost, check out our Employee Appreciation Week events on www.iworkdowntownmke.com. That'll have our full schedule of events. And then also feel free to join our hot list. This goes out twice a month on Fridays, and it will update you on everything Milwaukee downtown is putting on, along with big events going on downtown. We also have our motor, which is parked at the Velar Phillips Plaza, where you can go in person and find our information booth staffed by our amazing public service ambassadors.
Okay. So much great stuff happening downtown. Isabel Ulrich, Marketing Events and Social Media Director of Milwaukee Downtown Bid Number 21. Thank you, Isabel.
Thank you so much, John.
You're welcome. And even if you don't work downtown, it's a great place to hang out. Take your family down there. Experience some of the restaurants, some of the museums. It's always a whole lot of fun. Up next, our weekly conversation with the travel secretary, Ann Sayers, when Experience Wisconsin continues.